Support for KNKX Studio Sessions come from Portage Bay Cafe, with reservations now available online for all four Seattle locations. Offering local, sustainable, and organic foods grown in the Northwest, Portage Bay Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and lunch delivery. Online at portagebaycafe.com.
You know, it's been a real Monday kind of Monday today, so let's get back on the good foot with a fantastic young band live in our studios. It's Smack Talk. Born in Seattle a couple of years ago, Smack Talk is more than jazz, adding elements of funk and indie rock. They're creating a sound all their own, doing their part to fulfill Nina Simone's directive that an artist's duty is to reflect the time. Leading the band and playing alto sax, we have Sydney Hauser, along with Natalie Berry on tenor and later alto sax, Kelsey Mines on electric bass. We have Daniel Salka on the keyboards, and Luca Kartner on drums. And for our first song, singer Emma Horton. Their debut album, Domestication, is a year old now. A new EP has been recorded. We'll discuss that in a bit. It's coming soon. And now let's adjust some attitudes. This is Smack Talk.
Thank you.
Smack Talk, ladies and gentlemen, featuring Emma Horton on vocals. Wonderful, wonderful, Emma. Thank you so much. The band has a record out called Domestication and a new EP that has been recorded and in the works. Let's get to know Smack Talk a little bit. I'm not sure if we should call you the leader of the band, Sydney. Are you the leader of the band?
I think yes.
Okay, yeah. We'll go with that for today's interview anyway. Now, as we all know, Spider-Man was created when Peter Parker was bitten by a radioactive spider. How was Smack Talk created, and was any radioactivity involved?
It was created originally. We were called Shuff, and we were the founding members, but there was a lot of tension that occurred, and so we kind of did some rearranging, and there was some high turnover in between that, and then we became Smack Talk, and yeah, here we are.
Now, I became first familiar with the band as a three saxophone unit, and I wonder if you could talk about the challenges of keeping the band together and especially the solidifying of the core group that you've got going now.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah. It's really tough, especially in this city with so many talented players, to keep a band together because they'll go find something else to do, or, you know, just band stuff happens.
Right.
And I wonder if you could talk about how the core of the band has kind of gotten more solid through the last year or so.
Right. Well, Brendan, the other sax player, he went and traveled around the world and is finding himself. But
he's out there somewhere.
And playing flute on some beach in Cancun. And but, you know, it's kind of like herding sheep when you get a band together, because everyone has such a busy schedule, especially when you're a gigging musician. And so, you know, I rep the Doodle app, and we we all just meet at Luca's place and we try to bring in our own originals. It's very like original friendly, and if anyone has a chart they want to bring in, they can bring it in and we'll play it, and we do collaborative stuff as well. So
I wonder, kind of more generally on the sound of the band, when you were forming the group, do you think that you had a sound in mind that you wanted Smack Talk to sound like, or is that something that's kind of happened more organically? It's like, well, this is who we are and this is how we sound.
Right. Well, with any project, I think you want it to sound a certain way, and then it never ends up sounding the way you want it. So I think we're going for a Hiatus Coyote vibe, and just trying to put in as much jazz fusion elements as we could. And now we've kind of, and the more collaborative stuff we've done, we kind of evolved more into neo-soul. But we have a lot of other different influences, like prog rock and metal, maybe. You know, Luca on the drums, perhaps.
Just a pinch.
Some math rock. It's very eclectic. So.
Now, as far as the new EP goes, I know you had a vocal on Domestication. It was more of a rap thing. And we heard Emma singing on that last piece. Is that something you think you'll incorporate more into the band, more vocals?
Yeah,
from
Emma,
can you
rap, Emma? Is that an option?
She could learn.
the rap song was more of an experiment on my part, and I was going through some stuff, and so I wanted to just find a way to talk about it but not sing, because I don't like my singing voice. But Emma came in and started playing with us the last 6 months, I believe, and we love having her, and we hope to do more of it.
Excellent. Yeah. All right, we're going to get into a pair of instrumentals from the band, one at a time, though. This next one is, I believe, another new piece?
Yes, it is entitled Tidal, with a D, and it's supposed to make you think about, I wrote it thinking about growing up on an island, and I felt kind of homesick, so I wrote this with Whidbey Island in mind.
All right, let's take a virtual ferry ride with Smack Talk live on KNKX.
Thank you.
Smack Talk live on 88.5 KNKX. We have Sydney Hauser, Natalie Berry on alto and tenor saxophones. Natalie switching to alto for our next piece. Kelsey Mines, bass, Luca Kartner, drums, and Daniel Salka at the keyboards. Find out more. Connect with the band to learn about their upcoming shows on their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/smacktalk.
.com.
Perfect. All right. Excellent. I'm a fan of the band. Especially since seeing you play live at the Crocodile Cafe in the back room. You did a wonderful show there. What I found most interesting was the audience there. It reminded me so much of the crowds that I used to see at the Crocodile back in the 90s, who would be there for hip-hop shows or rock shows or metal shows or whatever. It seemed like that Seattle fan base was back again, kind of, we want to find some great music, and Smack Talk was there to provide it. I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about the Smack Talk audience, the typical Smack Talk audience. Do you think that they have any kind of what do they think about jazz?
Well, I mean, clearly Smack Talk is very jazz influenced, and it's a lot of jazz because we just play seven chords. No, a lot of jazz people are not going to like me for saying that. No, but we draw in a lot of jazz influences, and I had some sort of jazz background, and I've played a lot of it, and so it kind of seeps into everything. And everyone who plays in Smack Talk has played jazz at some point. Yeah.
And so the audience, do you think they've got jazz in their mind when they come to see you?
Oh, no, not at all.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just there to see a
Smack Talk. For sure. Yeah, they all have an appreciation for jazz, and if they don't, they start to become more familiar with jazz through Smack Talk, which brings in different elements and genres.
Yeah, so certainly appreciation for the dual saxophone format. Some of the harmonies you guys are playing there, it's just wonderful stuff. It's really terrific. I've just got one more question, and it's a really easy question. The topic of gender equality has been back in the news bigly in the recent weeks, and it is strangely, it's still unusual to see a band of any type with a majority of female players. And it's wonderful, I think, for audiences to see more ladies playing, especially ladies that are so obviously in the band because they're so talented. So I wonder if you could talk about whether gender equality is an issue for the band that you deal with or do you like to talk about with your music?
You know, I like to think it's not an issue, but it's definitely something that people aren't that accustomed to. Because, I mean, especially jazz world is very male-dominated. And so when you see a lot of females together making music, it's definitely an anomaly. So I've had some people come up to us after shows and be like, wow, I didn't know my son was going to be playing with such attractive musicians. If I had known, I wouldn't have brought my wife. And I was, that's not what we're about. Or, you know, and it's sometimes people stray away from what we're here to do So sometimes it's a problem, but mostly it's not. Yeah.
Still some work to do, and I'm happy to hear Smack Talk out there doing it. So thank you very much for that. And just real quick, non-question, the EP. Do you have a title? Do you have a release date? What's the story on the new music?
Oh, man, should I drop it?
Yeah.
Drop the title.
They don't even know what it is. I think I know what it is. I think I'm going to drop it.
Okay.
It's going to be called Serving It Hot. So.
Serving It Hot. All right. The band hearing the title for the first time. And wonderful to have Smack Talk in the studios today. We've got time for one more song. What would you like to play to wrap it up, Sydney?
We're going to play a song entitled Act Your Age.
All right.
Yeah.